Leading the news this morning, the Today FM radio presenters behind the royal phone prank that went tragically wrong says it was not their decision to broadcast the recording. They've apologised to the family of the British nurse who took their call and was later found dead. The hospital has denied the station's claims that it tried to make contact before the prank was aired. For the first time, the huge cost of eating disorders in Australia has been detailed in a disturbing new report. It's estimated that nearly 1 million people have an eating disorder, and the social and economic price of that is $70 billion. Police are hunting a convicted armed robber who's broken parole in New South Wales and may be heading to Western Australia. Jason Herbert escaped from his lodgings near Newcastle on Saturday and cut off his electronic monitoring device. It's understood he's made threats against two West Australian police officers. They were reportedly involved in a high-speed chase in 2009, which led to the death of Herbert's brother, Troy. The government's recent recovery in the opinion polls has been short-lived. The final news poll for the year shows Labor's primary vote has dropped from 36 to 32%. The coalition's is up from 43 to 46%.